be.
How do you deal with trying a ketonic diet for somebody who has gout?
For gout, this is exactly what they need to do, and it hurts. And I just tell them, shut up. It hurts because it's liable to trigger another attack. I've worked with many, many gout patients, and most of them that I've worked with have weight as an issue. Not all, but most of them, the issue is inability to handle the purines. It's not so much the purines that are the problem, it's that they don't handle them well. And the number one etiologic or epidemiologic factor associated with gout is overweight. And so by reducing the excess weight, the gout attacks seem to be reduced. So here we're caught between a rock and a hard spot. This will be the most effective way to reduce the weight, which is the number one contributing factor. However, doing this may cause an incipient gout attack. So I tell them, you know what you need to do? There are a lot of natural things we can do. We can be doing AC carbamide and all kinds of things, but that's probably not going to do much. This may trigger one. So I want you to go get your script for allopurinol because you can block the production, because this may only happen one time, and then we're done with it. And that's been my experience. Yeah, go ahead and get the allopurinol. It does block the production of the uric acid because we're not going to keep dealing with this. We're going to try to fix this thing.
Once you find out what their critical carbohydrate level is,
back down. No. So let's say you work your way up and your critical carbohydrate level and you're still feeling good and everything's fine is 55.